Hello everyone, welcome back to the Yes Podcast. For the full conversation, you can listen to this episode. Enjoy!
You can't build peace on empty stomachs.
Let's bring one and one together. I watch the world from your point of view.
Hi, hello everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. Welcome to this first III podcast of the year. And today I am with Mr. Rabbi Raoult, the Regional Director of IIS Asia Pacific for 2022 to 2023. Good morning, Mr. Rabbi. How are you doing?
Hey, hi. Thank you for inviting me in this podcast. And I'm very good. And I'm so excited to talk about our upcoming event in this podcast.
Yeah, thank you very much. And talking about the scientific conference, tell us more about the scientific conference that you are hosting tomorrow.
Okay, this scientific conference is the scientific event which is sponsored by the buyers. And this scientific conference aims to support the initiative to successfully address the climate change concern in Asia-Pacific regions. And there will be a lot of opportunity for the learning journey and encountering the different challenges that have been happening in Asia-Pacific region. That's why we are going to host this scientific conference with lots of youth across the nation.
Oh, thank you very much. So the scientific conference, when is it? Is hosted from the 29th of January until the 1st of February, I assume. Where is it going to be hosted?
Yeah, this scientific conference is being hosted by ES Nepal with the local committee Pakliawa, and it's going to start from 29th January to 1st of the February. It's a 3 days long event.
And tell us, what are the big questions that the community of students and scientifics are going to address during this event? Is there even an agenda for this event?
Yeah, of course, there is an agenda. We are going to discuss some of the things, like there will be the different expertise and professors and activists joining us. They will talk about the workshops, like how to build climate resilience in agriculture around the Asia Pacific. There will be different workshops on the adaptation and youth policy, which will be talking about the involvement of youth in policy making like that. There will be panel discussions. And of course, there will be the soft skill training on personal branding by ITC trainers. So I think that agenda will be discussed, and we'll of course make a different policy in this conference.
Oh, thank you very much. It's really interesting that you are specifically, you mentioned that we're also going to talk about the role of youth in climate resilience and adaptation. That's really interesting. And what are the benefits for students to attend such events? Why should students attend such events?
Yeah, of course, it's the event that every student attend, because it encourages the student involvement in scientific endeavor and contribute to a strategy that emphasizes the science, because we the youth should focus practically to contribute to the community. And this conference will give the student a strategical idea to provide some of the contribution to the society. And of course, it will increase the exposure to long-term stakeholders and explore the potential collaborations, because we'll have different partners in this conference, and there will be almost a good networking for the students, which will help them in future academic too. That's why the conference is mainly focused on the students.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And if I understand properly, it not only the questions that that will be discussed are going to address, are going to be fit in the context of Asia and Pacific, but also to the broader world. Everything that will be addressed can also be relevant for the whole world, if I understand properly.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, thank you. And are you looking for sponsorship, and why should a sponsor invest in such event? I know it's last minute, but if there's a need to be, we need to specify on that.
Yeah, of course. So this is an event physically happening, and we are looking at lots of the sponsors, and we have got some sponsor also, and our partner is so much interested in investing us. And if you ask me why the partner should interested in investing us, because More than, I'll give a three reason for that. More than half of the interested participants have indicated that they want to present their papers and posters. Means that our partner will get exposure to different background of the student. This is the one reason. And hosting an inclusive international event is a true challenge. And we need financial stability, and we have all different networks. So we are on the 55 countries now. That's why if the partner get connected with us, obviously they will get exposed nationally also and internationally also. These are the reasons. And yeah, the reason is that we have our delegation in most of every UNFCCC conference and international event like COP27, UN Water, and a lot of events, and we are going to have organize ICR 2023 in Bangladesh too. And it will also emphasize our partner to showcase their works in upcoming events at Bangladesh. That's why I think they should interested in us investing us.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much. That will be all for today, and I call upon all students interested, all student member of AIS and students that are in the broader agriculture related sciences to tune up for this event, this scientific event that's going to happen in Nepal. The title is Climate Resilience and Adaptation in Agriculture for Food Safety and Security from the 29th of January to the 1st of February 2023. Thank you very much, Rabi Raoud, for your availability, and wish you good luck for your event. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Again, thank you that we have just called the scientific conference in this podcast, and I really request every users around us to join this event. And of course, we are organizing international conference for youth in agriculture, that is ICR 2023 in Bangladesh, and I humbly request it will be the golden opportunity for every users to get connected with a lot of youth, because the youth from different backgrounds will come with a common goals to discuss different agriculture agenda at the Bangladesh. And so please visit the Asia Pacific page for more information about that and get registered yourself. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. We will be in touch, and we will cover the end of the event after the 1st of February. Thank you very much, Rabi, and good luck. Goodbye.
Okay, goodbye.
You can't build peace on empty stomachs.
Let's bring one and one together. I watch the world from your point of view.